Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. The Score!
I could do Stephen A's job, guys. It's not that hard.
Danny Parkins.
QB1 party! All are invited!
Host of Fox Sports 1's First Things First.
Ben Johnson has said since training camp they're going to be playing their best ball at the end of the year. If, you know, they got Jalen Johnson back, best cornerback, they're getting Tremaine Edmonds back this week against Green Bay. Like, if the defense gets better and this is the version of Caleb they get going forward, they're a very dangerous football team.
Former host of 670 The Score before he abandoned us.
That's a Caleb Williams custom, baby!
Jersey number one is going to the Raptors.
You guys made it seem like as Chicago Bears fans, we had our guy, Danny Parkins, all these guys.
Danny Parkins on 670 The Score.
Wait. That's right. He's about to join us here on Raheemy Harris and Grody. Layla is off today. Clay Harbor is in for us. You should check Danny out on the newly expanded First Things First OT from 4 to 5 on FS1. You know him from such places as the Spiegel and Parkins Show and the Parkins and Spiegel Show. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Oh, Danny boy, what's going on, man?
Good to see Grody on a Wednesday, but also a Clay Harbor situation. How many radio hosts does it take to screw in a midday show light bulb?
Well, as a texter said, Danny, I am a speck of salt in a jar of pepper.
Danny, I have a question for you.
Cream filling in the Marshall and Harbor Oreo cookie.
No, he was sitting literally between us earlier, and that was what we said. That was the thing. I have a very important
question. Well, now we're the black and white cookie.
Yes, exactly.
Everybody loves the black and white cookie.
Look to the cookie, Elaine.
Speaking of just trying to figure things out and add a little flavor to the show, are you familiar with the term get your get back?
Get your get back.
Are you familiar with the term? Or the term, the phrase, get your lick back.
Or get your freak on.
Not the last one that Grody said. Are you familiar with either of those two phrases?
Like the Bears would have an opportunity to, you know, like get even, get back at the Packers. So, that sort of like kind of like revenge, basically, is what you're saying?
Your ability to just parse through the words, impressive, something you're... former coworker Mark Grody could not do on this day.
Well, nor could Clay Harbor, and we still think it's possible that Marshall made up that phrase.
Yeah. Anyway, this
context
is
context clues. I understand what you're saying. Yes, revenge. You get to play this team again, et cetera, that we were driving at.
Yes, that's all it was.
But Danny, Grody, have you ever heard something it? No. Hold on a second, Danny. Had you heard the phrase prior to that, or ever uttered the words?
He said two different phrases. Yes,
it's like a colloquial thing. You know, some people say Coke, some people say pop, soda, all those things.
I've heard a version of it.
I think he's lying. I think he's lying just to pander to you right now.
No, version is revenge.
Where are we at right now, Danny, with this team? I feel like you and I have been aligned throughout the course of the season. I just want to make sure we're still on the same page as far as how things are going and where things can go with the Chicago Bears.
I mean, things are going very well. things are going remarkably well. The season is an A+. It's been a huge success. And, you know, I think they can win a Super Bowl. Like, are they the favorites? No, but I think they can. I think it is a wide open season. And listen, Ben Johnson said they're going to play their best football at the end of the year. That was arguably Caleb Williams' best game of his career against Cleveland. He has had better statistical games, but when you factor in a few of the drops, the caliber of the opponent when it comes to their pass defense and how freaking cold it was out there, he was wildly impressive. So if the defense gets healthy at the right time and Caleb peaks at the right time, and obviously those are two big ifs, but they are both trending in that direction, this is a very dangerous team. And it's a year where I can poke holes in all of the teams that you would say are definitively better, and we can do that exercise if you want. But yeah, like saying a team can win the Super Bowl is not that high a praise this year in the NFL, because I think a lot of teams can win the Super Bowl this year.
Danny, how big of a loss is Micah Parsons to this Packers team?
I mean, massive. He's one of the three best defensive players in the NFL. By pressure rate, he's actually having his best season ever. So if you just think about, like, Micah Parsons is on pace based on sacks for the first 5 years of his career, you know, like a Reggie White, Lawrence Taylor type grouping. In terms of pressuring the quarterback, he's having the best pressure season ever. The Packers blitz a lot more when he's off the field. You guys know, I mean, the name of the game on defense is can you disrupt the quarterback without bringing extra pass rushers? When Micah's off the field, they have to try to replace his pressure rate by blitzing more, which leaves fewer guys in coverage. So it's a massive loss. But like, just like any, I mean, he's a top 10 player in football, you know? So like, any team would be devastated to lose a player of his caliber.
Danny, this is the most important question here, and that is, how are ye handling one of your teammates over there at FS1? His name is Chris Broussard. Chris Broussard, who said that Shedeur Sanders would outplay Caleb Williams, and he has created quite a lot of hot takery around here and a lot of anger. How are you handling him?
I mean, Brew's the best.
Oh, Brew. Brew. We got a Brew. He's Brew. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yes, Brew is my colleague and a becoming friend.
Uh-huh.
And
you could yell at friends, too, you know. It's okay. Well,
I did. Did you see the show?
I saw it, Danny. Don't worry.
I did. Did I not defend Caleb's honor enough?
On the front and back end.
That's the thing. I saw a little bit of the clips of like people like kind of dunking on Brew or Chris, if you'd prefer. I saw a lot of that after Caleb's game. I didn't see nearly as much of it before. I'm sure it was there and I just missed it. But listen, Caleb was completing less than 60% of his passes, and he was going up against the top five pass defense in the NFL, facing a guy who had just had the best game of his career and the best game that any quarterback had had against the Titans this year. So it was what I took umbrage with was Shedeur Sanders will outplay Caleb Williams. I could outplay Caleb Williams, or I think will. I didn't have any issue with. But when he said will, I was like, oh, there's a dinner opportunity here. And a week from Tuesday, five of us are going out to a steakhouse on Brew.
Oh.
And I will be running up the tab. So
that's the back end.
I feel like I absolutely have held up my end of the bargain on that one.
All right, Danny, tell me how the Bears win this game, and more importantly, how would they lose this game against the Packers?
Listen, I mean, these teams are even. They played the first game even. I think it was both teams had, I don't remember the exact number, but both teams had like less than 350 total yards. One team had 21 first downs. The other team had 17. Both teams had one turnover. Both teams had one sack. Like, it came down to the final possession in the fourth quarter. That was an even match. Like, if it was boxing, it would have gone 12 rounds and a decision, and it would have been a split decision among three judges. Like, it was a very evenly played football game, and I expect this one to be the same. Obviously, Green Bay, you know, luck is a huge thing here, and Green Bay has suffered serious injuries since. I'm still waiting, and if it's happened so far today, I apologize if I've missed it. Zach Tom is the Packers' best offensive lineman.
Yes.
You know, I haven't seen a ruling on him yet for this week and how serious it is going forward. I assume he's out for this game, but I haven't seen that officially. So if I missed that, I apologize. But like, losing your best defensive player and your best offensive lineman in one game is a massive That's terrible, right? It would be like if the Bears lost Darnell Wright and Jalen Johnson in the same game. We'd be like, wow, that's a huge loss to the Bears. And it's that, but even a little bit more so for the Packers because Micah, like I said, is such an elite player. So, you know, I think slight edge to the Bears, given that it's at home, given revenge, given their run game, given what I just saw Caleb do. And it pains me to say this, though, as I talk out of both sides of my mouth, I think Jordan Love's playing great football. You know, he had two interceptions against the Broncos. The one to Watson was maybe a hair underthrown, but it was an incredible play by Patrick Surtain, who's maybe the best cornerback in the NFL. And then the other one was a hair behind his receiver, but it went off his hands. Bad luck, deflected, tipped interception. I thought Love was great against the Bears. I thought he was brilliant against the Lions on Thanksgiving. So, you know, Jordan Love's playing great. Jacobs has looked better recently for Green Bay. So I expect this to be a very evenly played football game that comes down to the fourth quarter and one or two plays, one or two calls, one or two lucky breaks is going to be the thing that makes the difference.
Just to update you in the last hour, Danny, the DMPs for the Packers today, Josh Jacobs with that knee, Evan Williams did not practice. Zach Tom did not practice. Josh Wiley did not practice. And Jaden Reed took a personal day. He didn't practice, but it wasn't because of injury. Just update you.
I mean, So Jacobs, that's probably a veteran thing. Like, I'm not going to pretend to know each and every one of those intricacies. But Jacobs certainly looked good last week, and he's looked good the last couple of weeks. So I think Jacobs is running really well right now. And like I said, Tom, I expect, you know, he hasn't been placed on IR yet, so I guess that's good for Packers fans, but I expect him to be out, and I think that's a massive, massive development.
No doubt.
I love going back to your question though, Grody.
Yeah.
I love that now I'm on the other end of the local national media as like a monolith.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I love that because really it's silly. It's a great sports radio topic and it upsets people, but obviously like the national media is the same ridiculousness as like you've done radio hits, right? Where you get booked into like another market and they'll be like, how do Bears fans feel about Caleb Williams? And it's like, well, Bears fans, some of them like him. Some of them think he's overrated. Some of them think he's underrated. Like it's not like one sort of catch all for all things. So I like that I'm now on the other side of the equation.
You, Danny, you're like our representative in Washington, D.C. You know what I mean? You're you're a state representative. Right. You That's represent right. us, and you need to do the right thing. So I'm proud that you've done that. So let me bring up another thing in that regard, because this also went national. Did you hear Shady McCoy's video and then Caleb's subsequent response, his latest video?
I saw that Caleb reposted it, and yeah, I remember Shady said something that
check
was
me out, Danny. I've got the I have the audio for you.
Let me hear.
Here it is. Go ahead, Tyler.
When I watch him and I watch the offense of concept they get, or the passing concept they give him, it's super simple.
Yep.
Right. So it makes me believe. Okay, can he really read that well? And then when I watch him in college, I said the same thing when he was a great player in college. Yep. Now to get to the pros, and I'm still questioning. Yo, how smart is he? As far as reading the coverages, because when I watch him play, he only plays from a talent standpoint.
Speakeasy podcast there with the former running back in Philadelphia, Shady McCoy. Danny Parkins, what did you think? And Lawrence is pretty pissed right now in the hallway, so you better be even more pissed off, Parko.
Oh, I mean...
He was just very animated out there. He was listening to that while I was playing.
He
was losing his mind in the hallway. So I just wanted that the play-by-play to be real.
I've been on the other end of those. You don't want to upset people in the hallways.
No. Yeah, you were a terror to our hallways, Danny.
You know what? That's revisionist history.
You're right. The first year, let's admit it, Danny, in the first year, I loved you, but I don't think you were the most popular person in the hallways here the first year.
Whose fault was that, though?
I don't know.
Was that my fault or the hallways' fault?
Well, I don't know. Like, who controls the hallway? Who's in charge of Terry Bohr's way? I don't know.
It wasn't even named that officially yet. I remember before I ever did a show at the Score, Mitch told me, he's like, it's a tough clubhouse to break into. So that honestly feels like there was like known problems before I got there.
We didn't want to like you. That's what it was, Parkins. You were an outsider. Yeah, even though you're from Chicago.
Danny Parkins, Chicago guy. Chicago guy, Danny Parkins. Chicago guy, Danny Parkins. No, listen, I definitely don't think it's in anyone's best interest to revisit the specifics of why there was some consternation around my hire and then the first year or so.
You pissed off Les's audience first, by the way.
But I'm happy to. I don't think it benefits anyone to, but I'm happy to if you want. What was your question, Shane?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what did you think about the audio I just played?
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, I don't care. I don't care. I think it is. I think I get why Caleb has fun reposting it. Like, he's talked about how he like hears it, but like he kind of goes in one ear, out the other. Like, he uses it as fuel and motivation, and then he'll put it out there. But I just, how many podcasts are there? How many TV shows are there?
Some would argue too many. Some would argue not enough.
Yeah, of course. And I don't know who would argue not enough. Like, how many radio shows are there? I just think we can do this on everything. Like, we can story X, let's find the most outlandish, absurd, whether intentional or not. Like, I don't think that Shady McCoy woke up in the morning and was like, I'm going to say something offensive and viral for Caleb Williams. I don't think that. Maybe he did. I don't really know him. I've met him twice. But, like, I don't, so this isn't like a defense of him or not, but just like sometimes the most outlandish thing, there is currency in it, but that doesn't mean that we have to validate it or care about it or respond to it. Like, the former running back of the Philadelphia Eagles had negative things to say about the current quarterback of the Chicago Bears on his YouTube show. So what? Who cares? Who cares? Like, who cares? Not rhetorical. Like, honestly, like, is anyone actually upset? Who cares?
Oh, no. What do you mean, is anybody actually upset? Have you done sports talk radio before, Danny?
But what I'm saying, but only if you need to. Only, it's absolutely fine to be like, that is a story on the internet. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, it doesn't actually impact who wins or loses the Bears-Packers game, does it?
Well, that's true for all of us and everything that we all do. I mean, but it's still...
No, I know. But so what I'm saying is if there is a thoughtful thing out there that makes you think, or like, oh, I hadn't considered that, or oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, but isn't it our... Honestly, I hear what you're saying, man, but isn't it our job, like those of us in the local know, to trounce out that stuff? Because it does make it, it does make the rounds. And this does, like, we're not the only radio station that is playing this right now.
And also, the Twitter era... Well, and you know this, the disinformation, misinformation, and just the loudest voices, even if they are the most shocking voices, that's what gets all the traction. And there are many, many lemmings out there, or people who just don't have critical thinking skills, who will lap this up and repeat it and think that it's truth. And that's how it spreads.
I guess my point is that debunking that does not necessitate me getting mad at it.
Oh, okay.
I get what Danny's saying. It's like what Marcus Aurelius said in Meditations. It's not things that upset us. It's our opinions about things. You're deciding to be upset, Marshall Harris. And I want to get Danny's opinion on something we talked about earlier.
We talked about
who's the MVP of the Chicago Bears. Yeah, this is a quick one. I want to see Danny's take on this. Who is your MVP of the Chicago Bears this season, Danny Parkins?
Ben Johnson.
It's got to be a player, because that was Marshall's answer. And it's a good answer.
I told you we're aligned, Danny. I told you we're very much aligned.
That's a great answer, Danny, and he is the most important part of this organization. But a player, if you will, please.
A player.
Yeah, most important, the MVP of the Chicago Bears in the year 2025.
I think it was tough.
And we all had different answers as players, so it's not easy.
Joe Tooney?
Yeah, that was Marshall's.
Did I say we were aligned, or did I say we were aligned?
Oh, Jesus. I got to change my
mind. Ben Johnson to Joe Tooney. Wow.
But it makes sense, because tell them why, Joe Tooney. We're up against it, but just tell them real quick why you went with Joe Tooney.
Joe Tooney bringing Patriots and Chiefs pedigree, their offensive line transformation, cohesion, running game, all of those things, like blending it. It's a lot of new pieces.
One brain.
It's a lot of new pieces fitting in at once, so it's like likely reasonable to assume that the most veteran guy who's seen the most things is the biggest reason why they gelled together so quickly. So yeah, I think what I always say about Marshall Harris is that, you know, great minds think alike, you know?
Danny, you're spot on. You're right. And we really appreciate you stopping by every week to talk to us.
Yeah, listen, I love hanging out with you. All I'm saying is it's fine to debunk it. Just don't get mad at it. Because if you get mad at the outlier opinion every week, you're going to drive yourself insane. And using the argument of like, well, it's made its way onto Twitter, I'm like, okay. Like the algorithm is designed to make us mad at each other.
I agree with you on that. Twitter is not the real world, and there are way less people on Twitter than people understand who are not on Twitter. Like,
the media is on Twitter. The media is on
exactly
truth. Danny, I will leave you with this: a text from the 847. I will, and there's lots of reaction coming in. Danny, they love you. I will always think of Parkins as the guy wanting to trade his dog.
Dude, I would listen. Okay, fine. Like, I get guilty. I traded him for the wrong quarterback.
Deshaun Watson, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I traded him for the wrong quarterback. But, like, how many people would have traded their dog for Caleb Williams?
we'll throw that out there, Danny. That's coming up next.
What? Dude, good topic.
Yeah, it is a good topic.
It's a good topic. But right now, before this upcoming playoff run, like, would you trade your dog for Myles Garrett? Like, it's not a terrible take.
Hell no.
Ask Kevin Fishbane. Ask Fishbane if he'd trade his dog.
We will ask Fishy play. Business that coming up. I like that you know what's coming up next on the score, Danny. You do pay attention.
He just logged into the Zoom. I got it.
See you, Parko. Love you, buddy.
Thanks, Danny.
That is the one and only Danny Parkins of FS1, formerly of the afternoon show and midday show here at the Score.
That Danny is a smart guy.
I love Parkins. Coming up next, though, let's go to Hallis Hall for much more important stuff with Kevin Fishbane, because maybe we could start to figure out who the healthy guys are and the unhealthy guys. It's next on Raheem Harrison Grody on the Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Kevin Fishbane.
I got Fishy Business, K. Fishbane.
Bears beat writer for The Athletic.
Are you talking about how the Bears had 10 days off between games after their two best passing performances and the first play from scrimmage against an all-blitzing defense was to let a blitzer come free?
Kevin Fishbane talking Bears.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic.
I love your name.
It's a great name.
Yeah, great name.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Welcome back into Raheemy Harris and Grody on the Score. Layla Raheemy has the day off today, so Clay Harbor from the Chicago Sports Network, CHSN, the big pro football show, is here in her stead. And yeah, now joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline, indeed, is that man, Kevin Fishbane, the senior writer for The Athletic, covering the Bears. Again, the Breaking In podcast with Kevin Fishbane, a sports media podcast. Fishy Business, thanks for being with us. How are you and how excited are you? Because I always give Weederer all the credit for being the guy that has been on the beat so long without winning. But you too, how do you feel right now, Kevin Fishbane, covering this team for The Athletic and not having the same old talking points that we typically have about the Bears this time of the year, which typically had been losing?
Great opportunity, Mark, for me to note that I've actually been on the beat for 1 month longer than Dan Weeder.
How about that? I knew it. Yeah. I knew you had more credibility.
There you go. More seniority there. It's funny because I was talking to my editor yesterday and we're just going through story ideas and brainstorming. And I was like, wait a second, step back. Normally, if it's a mid-December day and I'm driving to Lake Forest, we're talking about, okay, should we do a mock draft today? Should
we do like you're already at 2.0.
Yeah, our list of top coordinators to consider. Oh, wow. You know, and like I, you know, as we get into this, you know, I get into this to tell stories, right? Like that's like what I want to do. And it's harder to tell stories when you go into a building where everyone's bummed and upset, and then you have readers who don't want to read about the game because they don't care about the result at that point. And that's what a lot of Decembers have been like covering this team. And it's really fun to look at a game right now where you've got so many fun X's and O's things to break down. You got playoff ramifications. You got players playing at such a high level that fans want to know more about. So I think it certainly benefits those of us who are covering the team when they are playing well and have these meaningful games here in late December.
I got two questions for you, Kevin. Number one, are you familiar with the phrase "get you get back"?
I'll say yes and no.
Okay.
I've heard it, but I can't give you the good, better, best origin story on it.
Okay, but we know you could do things like that. If you had an assignment and were tasked to do it, we know you are capable of doing that based on your history and your resume. So we will accept that answer. That takes you one peg above one Mark Grody. So I appreciate that. Whatever. Question number two.
Whatever, dude.
Question number two. This game this weekend, it's the most important game of the season, not just because it's the next game, because this game will decide who is in the driver's seat with almost no time left in the NFC North. If the Bears were to find a way to lose this game, and I say that because I fully expect them to win this game, this is a game they should win, they got to have it if they want to go places. If they were to lose this game, how much of a dampener would it be on their season?
You know, normally I'd say it'd be brutal, but the thing is all they have to do is they could lose to Green Bay and lose to San Francisco, and then all they got to do is beat the Lions at home in Week 18, and they're in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that one thing, Jalen Johnson said this after the Packers game. He said there's been an emphasis in that building to never lose two in a row. And if you look at the Lions, right, the Lions have this wild streak of not losing back-to-back games. That's where Ben Johnson came from. And it sounds like a simple idea. Of course you don't want to lose back-to-back games, but we've seen many Bears teams. We've seen many sports teams that just one loss happens and they spiral. And I think you saw against Cleveland that the Bears did not let that Green Bay loss, as much as it stung, take them away from the focusing on beating a team that they should beat. And not only did they beat them, they dominated. So with like the evidence that we've seen from this coaching staff and the way these players are focused, I do think they would be able to turn around from what would be a very crushing loss and put in a good effort against San Francisco. The follow-up then is, what if they lose back-to-back games? Can they get off the mat for what would be a winning in Week 18? And that would be a very interesting scenario, not a spot they'd want to be in. But then again, it's hard to ask for more than just an opportunity on your home field to win and make the playoffs. So I do think this team is built to not let what would be a very difficult loss linger. But it would be to turn around then and go on the road to play the 49ers a lot different than turning around and playing at home against the Browns.
So, Kevin, you were talking about you love to tell stories. I'm a story guy myself. If you had to pick a story for this Bears team this season, is this a story of redemption? Is this a story of a comeback? And who's the main character? Is it Ben Johnson? Is it Caleb Williams and him becoming the quarterback? Is it the story of an offensive line? What is the story of the season for the Chicago Bears so far?
Great question, Clay. I think it's Ben Johnson. I think Ben is the main character, and Ben Johnson and what he has built and what he has overseen and constructed here, that is the narrative. That is what has helped the number one reason that I think has propelled the Bears into this situation. And that's not to obviously take away from the players who are playing at a high level and doing the things on the field. And I think Ben Johnson would be the first one to credit them. But, you know, this is somebody who we already knew he was a really accomplished play caller, and he's done that. And then, you know, his influence certainly on making sure that offensive line was overhauled and finding the best offensive lineman they could acquire and those guys playing at the level they're playing at, what he's done with Caleb Williams, bringing in someone like Dennis Allen to work with a defense that doesn't have maybe the talent, certainly of the Packers or some other teams, but is doing a great job in situationally. And then I go back to what I was saying earlier, just the way these guys approach every day, it starts with the head coach. And it's not that Ben Johnson is doing something super innovative, you know, from the focus on the details to the 1-0 every week. We hear that a lot. But the way that these guys buy in to it has been really fascinating to watch. So he's the story. I'm sure he wouldn't want to be the main character, but he is. I mean, it all starts and ends with what Ben Johnson has done this season.
Talking to Kevin Fishbane, who was covering the Bears for 1 month longer than Dan Wiederer of The Athletic and the Take the North podcast as well. You should follow Kevin right now. Do it right now on X, on Twitter, at K Fishbane. The popular theory, one that I even have subscribed to about this actual Bears-Packers game today, is that the Bears came very close to at least tying the Packers or making it very interesting at the end if it were not for that darn Keyshawn Nixon and the interception. That said, I think, Clay, I think it was you who said backstage that it was like time just ran out on the Bears, that they had a little more time. That said, the theory is that the Bears now, because of that, should win this game. And Micah Parsons being out, do you subscribe to the theory of the Bears had the Packers and now they'll take them over at Soldier Field on Saturday night?
I think when you talk about intangibles, Grody, for sure, the Bears have revenge on their minds. Mm-hmm. They have home field. And you take that intangibles to an X's and O's standpoint, you have a coaching staff that has proven that they can make corrections. You have a defensive staff that is going to do everything in its power to not allow the explosive plays that really killed them in Lambeau. You have an offensive staff that knows that slow start is really what hurt them. And to what Clay said, they ran out of time. It was a phrase Kevin Byard also used after the game. I think these guys sense it, like, we dug ourselves too big of a hole. We were right there with them, and we still had a chance, even though we went down 14-3. So you have a coaching staff that knows we got to start fast. We got to limit the explosive plays. We got to continue to protect the football. So you combine all that, there's a lot of reason to like the Bears' vibes, for lack of a better word, as opposed to the Packers, who are hurting, who lost their best player, who have to come on the road, coming off a difficult loss in Denver. Maybe you could argue this one means more to the Bears, too, if you look at remaining schedule. Packers, I know they end with the Vikings, a game that they should win, and that might be all they need to get into the playoffs, as opposed to the Bears, who have to travel to San Francisco and then get Detroit at home. I think there's a lot of reasons to like the Bears. The problem is when it comes on the field, how much of all that stuff matters versus if Jordan Love is making plays, if Rashawn Gary's making plays for the Packers, then that stuff kind of gets thrown out the window. But if you're just looking at this matchup from that intangible standpoint, Mark, you're absolutely right. The Bears have all of those things on their side.
All right, last one for you, Kevin. Simple question. Clay has asked it to our previous guest. I want to ask you, who's the Bears MVP through 15 weeks of the season?
And not Ben Johnson, by the way. Can't say Ben Johnson.
Maybe he would have said Ben Johnson, then it could have followed the path.
I didn't want to waste the time, Marshall. I know you're a stickler for that clock, so you know.
You're wasting time right now. Go.
You're right.
Wow. I can't believe I hadn't really thought about that. That's a great question.
You want us to give you our answers?
What's the clock at? What do we got?
You have 30 seconds. 40. Oh, you gave him 40. I gave him 30.
Okay, 30. Yeah.
Go.
You're right.
All right. What? Who did you guys say?
Yeah, we had
Tooney for me
and two DeAndre Swifts. And
yeah, I would.
Right behind him was Caleb Williams. But go ahead.
No, I would go in that direction of it. Like, how about I create somebody named Drew Jonah Joe Dumlin Tooney Jackson.
But Tooney's a guy. Tooney's a guy who the Chiefs told you he was their guy. And you see what has happened to the Chiefs since Tooney left. Tooney's the guy.
Yeah, no, I if you're going to give it to one, you'd give it to him. Or you could create another person named Tooney Dolman Jackson Wright. Throw Darnell in there.
It's a tough question. And that's a fair answer.
I'm surprised you didn't just say the Avengers.
Yeah. Just give them all. Fishy Business, you are the best. We appreciate you. Thanks for jumping on. We know that you took my spot, actually. This is when I was supposed to be on, but you came through for us.
Thanks for the clutch. We
Thank
appreciate you.
Kevin. Thanks for being a great teammate, Kevin Fishbane. We love you.
Happy to do it. Thank you, guys.
Yep. That is Kevin Fishbane.
I love Kevin.
He's great. From The Athletic. He's got a great, like I said, follow the guy in X. He's got a great X game.
Fishbain. That's
common,
K Fishbane.
Common spelling. That's right. That's right.
Is it common?
Oh. I see here.
Yeah, read that.
Coming up next. Because we didn't know what we were going
to
do.
I knew what it was. I want you to read it.
I'm sight reading this, meaning I'm reading this for the first time. Coming up next, we react to an interesting turn of phrase from an NFL player just trying to move on from a December loss to a division opponent. I like that. That's perfect for this show because we have been reacting to phrases all day on this show. So I'm looking forward to hearing what this segment is next on Rahimi Harris and Grody. Layla is off. Clay Harbor is in on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Rahimi Harris and Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Okay, it's Rahimi Harris and Grody. Time winding down in the program. Layla's off today.
The show has flown, though.
It really has.
I need more time.
Well, we do have a lot. Actually, we'll be here for a while because we'll be doing transition here in just a little bit with Spiegel and Holmes. I don't know who is in today.
Anthony Heron.
Is Anthony?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Remember you said you weren't going to see him again, but now here you are seeing him again.
Oh, that's right. See, the whole week is messed up. Yeah, things change. Layla off. I'm here, not at Hallis Hall. And apparently, I will say again, we are now to react to an interesting turn of phrase from an NFL player. Who wants to set this up? Because I have no idea what's happening right now.
I'll just set it up and we can do more on the back end. But Patriots receiver Mac Hollins talking to WHDH about moving on from last week's loss to the Bills.
Hey, once we watch the tape, analyze everything, flush it. Like, there's no sense in when you go to the bathroom, you don't look at the forever. Eventually, you got to push the handle.
Carlton said, saw the line there. Carlton said, felt like a kind of a playoff game, like a playoff game, pre-playoff game. Did you feel that?
Yeah, it's a high-intensity game. They're a good team in our division. So, yeah, I guess this is probably as close as you can get.
Oh, man.
You know what he did there?
What?
He made a great analogy, one that I can relate to.
Really?
When you go to the bathroom, you don't look at the forever.
Well, see, now that's...
Eventually, you got to push the handle.
That when he says you don't look at it forever, that suggests to me that you do look at it for a while.
Well, yeah, but Grody, when I'm talking to you about fecal matter, as we often do here on Rahimi Harris and
defecation
Grody,
and all that,
yeah,
all the words that you use, then I get blamed for using them usually.
Absolutely.
Grody is disgusting.
Do you have the drop ready? Do we not have the drop?
What was the drop?
You don't remember what you said the other day?
What did I say the other day?
Okay,
we have the droppings. Is it a drop or droppings?
Both. Both, but seriously though, this is like a great way to put a cap. It was a hard cap on what happened to them. They got stomped. They really thought they're about to run away from the division, and all their fans did too. Did they not, Clay?
Oh yeah, they thought it was over.
Got the MVP.
21-0. Is that what the score was in that game?
8% probability that they were 8% probability the Bills were going to win, and they came back and won. If this was Madden, 21-0, the game's over. You turn it off. It's called 21 Skunk. They kept playing, and the Bills won the game.
Here's the thing about the New England Patriots. They have not had a long enough lag between Tom Brady being there and their franchise sinking below. Like, they're pretty damn lucky that they've got Drake May and things are on the look up for them. And I, of course, I'm doing this because I'm petulant and I compare it to the Bulls who took, well, wait a minute, they're still not there. So, post-Jordan.
That angers you slightly?
Yeah.
Your like sensibilities they of needed, how sports are supposed to work?
Yeah, they needed some time off, man. You know what I'm saying?
So here's what's interesting about that. You could talk about their owner, Robert Kraft, in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, steam
but
rooms.
One thing that you can't argue is that he doesn't have the problem that a lot of large corporations, organizations like NFL teams, bureaucracies, you can name in them, list them. Usually, it's a long, slow pivot to get things right.
Yeah.
He made a coaching hire. He said, this isn't working out. And after 1 year, what did he do?
He flushed it.
He flushed it.
After he looked at it for a little while.
You go to the bathroom, you don't look at it forever.
He flushed it.
You got to push the handle.
He pushed the handle, and guess what? It's all clean now, isn't it?
It is. Did they? Are they? Because I haven't paid that much attention or watched that much.
I don't think they're that good.
Really? I mean, what I was going to ask you is, are they sustained success ready? Like, are they going to be in the picture, or is this a one-off type of year for the Pats?
No, I think they're sustained, man. Yeah. I think Drake May is that dude. He's a really good quarterback. He's efficient. He can run.
Is he better than Caleb?
Why you got to ask me that?
Yeah.
I think
you want to put him under the fire?
It's incomplete right now. I think he's had a better year than Caleb this year.
It's okay to say he's better than Caleb now. I think that's
right
probably.
Right now he's had a better season than Caleb Williams.
Is he better than Jane Daniels?
Yeah, I think he's better than Jane Daniels.
If we had a redraft right now, would he go number one overall?
Oh, that's such a great question.
Man, I don't know.
What about Bo Nix? Does he factor into...
Bo Nix, talk about, to bring this back to the Packers, who the Bears are playing this week, Bo Nix had 300 yards, 4 touchdowns against the Green Bay Packers last week.
Yeah, he did.
That's a guy that was drafted much later than Caleb Williams, and I think we can all agree that we feel like Caleb Williams is better than Bo Nix, and Bo Nix doesn't have a ton of offensive weapons. That defense has been carrying them. So for Bo Nix to do that, I think there are some holes in this Packers defense, especially after the wind went out their sails when Micah Parsons ended up getting hurt.
I just want to know, in a redraft, give me the top three guys in that draft.
Mm. Caleb, Drake, Jaden. JJ's been playing well lately. I think you take him above Penix.
You take him above, okay. All right.
Wow,
Penix.
Yeah.
Well, Penix is just kind of out there, right?
Yeah, he didn't really do
McCarthy's
much this year.
The one, though, right? Like, somewhere along the line, I don't know if he just lost his confidence.
He's been playing better.
I know he's been playing better, but there's been some horrible moments for J.J. McCarthy this year.
You know who they got next week, right? The Vikings?
No, I do not.
The Lions.
That's the game where you're like, JJ, do what you've been doing lately.
So that's a game you could circle and say, okay, we'll see if McCarthy really, truly
has it
back on, or if he is not what a lot of, trust me, a lot of GMs loved him at the combine.
I love that we're in week 15 and we still have so many questions about so many things. Part of that is because Lamar hasn't been Lamar. The Ravens haven't been the Ravens. The Chiefs are out of it. There's a lot of moving parts, and we don't know where things are going to fall, specifically in the AFC, because it's wide open over there. But also the NFC, I disagree with Danny's take that there's teams and everybody's got flaws. I think the Rams are pretty well off, the Los Angeles Rams.
We don't have a division winner yet in week 16.
That's because it's the best division in football.
Well, I'm
the
saying
NFC
not
West.
One divisional winner yet for the first time since 2016.
Oh, okay. Overall, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, this Friday, join the Score at the world-famous Brat Stop in Kenosha for the return of the Brat Bowl, previewing round 2 of Chicago versus Green Bay. We're getting close to game time, folks. Our show will be there broadcasting live from 10 to 2, followed by Spiegel and Holmes from 2 to 6 that afternoon.
Hey, who's going to be there?
We'll be joined by special guests, including Patrick Manley at 11.
And what? What's
and
after
Marshall
that?
Harris's best friend in the world, the former Chicago Bear, Henry Melton. Good old number 69. Nice. At 1 o'clock. Plus, host from the Fan of Milwaukee as the show gears up for a huge game the next day. That's Friday. This Friday from 10 to 6 at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. It's all brought to you by Ziegler Subaru in Kenosha. For a great experience, visit ZieglerSubaruKenosha.com.
Did you just supply your own nice for number 69.
Oh, you think it says that in the script? You think that?
No. I'm saying usually you let someone else say nice. You don't do it yourself.
I wasn't confident that either of you would do it. So were you ready to provide the nice?
I wasn't going to give you the nice.
Layla would have. Well, she has before.
Guess what? Layla ain't here.
That's nice. True. That's
You're stuck
true.
With us.
That's not how Layla does it.
Have you thought about the fact that when we go to commercial break and when we come back, you're going to be on the air with four guys who all understand about getting your lick back and getting your get back.
I'm about to be way, like, the salt spec is really starting to increase.
I mean, you said it, not me.
Well, the texter said it first. Okay, so I feel empowered and enabled.
Four cool dudes and a mark?
Yeah, four cool dudes and a mark. I'll take it. I'll accept it. I'll play the part. I am here for everybody. You can boomer me, even though I'm not a boomer. Yet. I am not a boomer. But we do have the Spiegel and Holmes show coming up next. So specifically, we will talk in transition. This is a time of transition for all of us. We will talk to Lawrence Holmes. We will talk to Big Ant Anthony Heron as well, and we will kick it up a notch next on The Score.
When you go to the bathroom, you don't look at the forever. Eventually, you got to push the handle.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.